Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health,
to seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smith. And international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Interface complete.
All right, people, we got to start this note off on this show off on a little sad note. Singer-songwriter, famous singer-songwriter, Mrs. Neck Massage Show. Tina Marie has passed away, people, at age 54. She's died of a seizure in her sleep. Daughter found her in the bed, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so that's going to be one of the motivations for today's show. And on a personal note, you know, I've got some friends of mine who have actually, you know what I'm saying, experienced seizures themselves. I've never experienced a seizure. Thank you, Lord. But I do have friends that have, you know, experienced. Even back in the days, I had a friend of mine named Stoudemire. This is over in the military. He actually had a seizure, and this was over Germany. While he was driving, and he ended up, you know, when he had the seizure, he ended up smashing into 3 cars, and smashing into a few cars, you know, and didn't injure himself, but passed that out the wheel and everything. So it's a scary situation, and just this past couple of days, a friend of mine just went to the hospital because his girlfriend suffered a seizure and stuff at the home, and she just got out of the hospital, you know what I'm saying, suffering from that. So that is motivation for today's show. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. Present seizures. And, you know, due to the recent events of a friend of mine, you know, also going to the hospital and after having a seizure at home, and this is the description of the show. And also with the recent death of singer-songwriter Tina Marie, seizures is an untalked about but very relevant medical problem facing a lot of people on a daily basis. And if you know anyone who has had a seizure or suffers from it now, then, you know, come on through or call 347-237-5125 and share your knowledge and help educate and enlighten others through this serious ordeal. You don't hear a lot of people talking about seizures in the headlines, but, yeah, it is a problem, and I've experienced it personally, so, you know, with people around me. So it brings to the question, you know, this comes from WebMD.com. Of course, y'all know that is where I go to use most of my sources, and I also will be uploading a few Tina Marie songs, and hold on just a second, so you know, for all those out there who don't know who Tina Marie is, upload a couple of songs so you can know exactly who she is. And in just a minute. And just a second. And this is Understanding Seizures, coming from WebMD.com, Diagnosis and Treatment. How do I know if I have seizures? To diagnose an apparent first-time seizure, first your doctor will take a detailed medical history, including a family history of seizures, to gather information about your behavior before, during, and after the episode, and also do a physical examination. These tests may be done by using an EEG, which is an electroencephalogram, which is used to identify any abnormal electrical misfiring in the brain and help predict the risk of future seizures. Also, brain imaging tests, such as an MRI or a CT scan, or to help narrow down a possible treatable cause, and a spinal tap. If an infectious cause such as meningitis is suspected. Okay, so he's got angels on the line.
Timmy!
I didn't even know I...
Hello? How's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Bye, honey. Have a good day. Yeah, that was... I didn't mean to call quite yet. The phone actually accidentally called
you.
You
didn't put your hand on that thing.
I'm ordering a sandwich, so, you know, I'm interrupting things here.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm at Safeway. Hold on a minute.
Safeway? Is that a damn place where you had people, you know what I'm saying, they need...
I'm at Safeway. You know Safeway? Do you have Safeway there?
No, we got a big house.
A what?
You know, where we hide people at, you know what I'm saying, a safe house.
Yeah, I get it now. Shoot.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah, so how are you feeling today?
Oh, well, you know, it's a saddening day to start the day off, you know. Team Marie passing today, and it's a sad day for entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
Sad day for entertainment. But, you know, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. So that's why today's show is about seizures, you know. And
it's about what? And, seizures?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had some friends of mine actually, you know, didn't pass away, but actually suffered from seizures. And, I mean, watching somebody go through that, people, is not the coolest thing you've ever seen. You know what I'm saying?
It's no,
really,
it's not.
You feel real bad for a person in that way. And so that's what we're talking about, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk about seizures. Tell you what, just press one when you're done, Heaven.
I'm ordering a sandwich. They're making a sandwich for me.
All right. No, I'm saying just well, it don't matter because I can hear everybody in the background. They can't hear me. Can't be mad. Anyway, what are the treatments for seizures? When a specific cause of the seizure is identified, such as infection or low blood sugar, treatment of that underlying condition often prevents seizures from reoccurring. If the underlying cause is not fully treatable or is unknown, drug treatment with anti-seizure medications may be recommended. And like I always say, make sure you go and get a second opinion.
For real.
You know, before you start getting on all kind of medications and all the shit that they claim to treat you, you know, look into natural means, you know, also, and look into some natural plants. Pomegranate.
Yeah.
Damn nature's wonder drug probably has something to do with seizures and shit, too. Many drugs can eliminate or reduce recurrent seizures. The choice of medication is based on the specific seizure type and pattern. Usually a single drug is used, but sometimes a combination may be necessary. Common drugs include, and with these common drugs, people, you got to be very careful, definitely when you're crossing up drugs with other drugs because of the side effects and what they can lead to in other drugs. But you have common drugs such as phenobarbital, Dilantin, Tegretol, Neurontin, Depakote, which I thought that was some dip, but all right. Yeah, Difficulty. I thought, ain't that chewing tobacco?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I think that's down here. I think that's chewing tobacco. Lamictal and Topamax. Many other drugs such as Gabatril and Keppra and other drug combinations have been developed in the last few years. Many others in the process of investigation as more is learned about the actual brain mechanisms that cause seizures. Your doctor may test your blood to make sure you're taking the right amount of medication. Blood tests can also make sure the drugs are not affecting your kidneys or liver. And some people may be able to stop taking medication once the seizures have been under control for at least a year. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Okay, so they do got, you know, some lifestyle. Okay. So then you got some surgery, which if it gets real severe, I guess, which my friend actually Tuesday when she had the seizure, she actually had bleeding on the brain, and so she ended up having to go into surgery. You know, she came out of surgery great and everything, but she actually had to go into surgery. Doctors may suggest surgery for the few patients whose seizures can't be controlled with medication. In vagus nerve stimulation, a device that electronically stimulates the vagus nerve, which controls activity between the brain and major internal organs, is implanted under the skin. This reduces seizure activity in some patients with partial seizures. Surgery may be recommended for the minority of patients whose seizures can't be controlled with medication. And the most successful procedures are those in which the disease area of the brain is identified and can be removed. And there are other seizures that involve disconnecting pathways between parts of the brain to prevent the seizures from spreading. Man, that just sounds all automobilic. You know what I'm saying? Like you're a car or something.
Yeah, my daughter gave me this for Christmas. Oh, yeah, that's tight, right? Yeah. I'm like,
Your diet and your lifestyle. Stress with your diet and lifestyle. Stress may increase seizure activity in certain individuals. Relaxation techniques, biofeedback, and yoga may be helpful when used with medication. A diet known as the ketogenic diet is used with some kids, but only under strict supervision. This diet has helped some children with seizures, but it can be very dangerous. Which is with anything, you know what I'm saying? It has a level of danger to everything, so you got to watch how you ingest and just, you know, take certain things. Let's see. There's some other meat. I know it's natural. What a natural. Let's see if we can find some natural ways. In a doctor's office, man? We're at the doctor's office ordering a ham sandwich. The Taylor Angel. No, I guess we're not. All right. Going over here and look up a couple of more.
Sorry.
Oh, you all right? Sound like you're at the mall or something.
I'm almost done.
What? You at the mall? No. Guess he didn't. Now that seizure, I want seizures. And let's see here. Two types, overview, facts about seizures, symptoms, causes, and tests. I want natural cures. Oh, here we go. Natural alternatives. Bam. This comes from nativeremedies.com. Looking for some natural remedies. It's the most important thing, people. Nativeremedies.com is the natural choice. And here we go. Let's see what they have here. Seizure. Condition that occurs when the electrical system of the brain malfunctions. The brain functions normally. A multitude of tiny electrical signals are produced by the nerve cells of the brain and other parts of the body. With a seizure, there is a short temporary disturbance within the electrical system of the brain.
Let me call you back.
Okay. Like when a power outage occurs and the electricity switches off. Seizures cause uncontrollable changes in body movements, behavior, awareness, or sensation. And before a seizure occurs, there may be a warning signs known as an aura. Unusual smells, tastes, or sensations. After a seizure has occurred, the person will often experience after effects such as headache, confusion, fatigue, sore muscles, and unusual sensations. This is called the postichial state. When seizures recur, the condition is known as epilepsy. Okay, here we go. We've got some symptoms and signs. Symptoms and signs of a seizure are: a group of muscles contract suddenly and involuntarily, numbness of a part of the body, brief memory loss, strange sensations, experiencing sensation of fear, and also seeing flashes or sparks. There are different types of seizures that occur. You have, you know, some seizures that only occur in one region of the brain. That's called a partial seizure. And then you also have different types of partial seizures, which are called simple partial seizures and complex partial seizures. During a simple partial seizure, the person may experience strange sensations but remains conscious. Let me go ahead and close the door. Music on in the background, you know what I'm saying?
Rock Wallow with another one.
Damn.
Ashwood with another one. Shit. I like this. This fast.
Trying to find some background on the people here. Okay, there we go. All right. The person in a complex partial seizure, the person may lose consciousness, and this change in consciousness may be a dreamlike experience. If a seizure affects many regions of the brain, it is called a generalized seizure or a grand mal seizure, fit or convulsion. This type of seizure commonly causes the person to collapse, lose consciousness, or experience severe muscle spasms. It may be accompanied by excessive salivation, vomiting, loss of bladder, and bowel control. Generalized seizures are also categorized into various types and include absence or petite mal seizures, which the person may experience a short period of impaired consciousness, followed by staring into space and perhaps mild twitching of muscle groups. Focal motor seizure is repeated twitching movement in the face or limb. We also have tonic seizures, which the muscles of the body stiffen and pull tight, particularly in the legs, arms, and back. You also have clonic seizures, which are repeated jerky movements occur on both sides of the body, and tonic-clonic seizures, which is a combination of symptoms, which includes loss of consciousness, stiffening of the body, and repeated jerks of the arms and or legs. Now, those are all different types. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I know a lot of folks out there probably only thought that a seizure was a seizure, and it wasn't different types. Well, they're all different types. And let's see here. Let's get into help. Try to find some help. Although there are drugs that are effective in treatment of symptoms for seizures, they often bring about some harsh side effects, such as dizziness, trembling and stuttering, changes in behavior, confusion and depression, loss of appetite, and weight changes. Sometimes skin reactions, digestion problems, and even hair loss may occur as a result of side effects of medication. A more gentle treatment option for the prevention of seizures is the use of herbal and homeopathic remedies. Hold on one second, please. This natural approach contains a combination of herbal ingredients that are safe and highly effective without the unwanted side effects of anti-epileptic drugs. Two well-known herbs such as passiflora or passion flower and scutellaria lateralfolia or skullcap have a wonderful calmative property and can help reduce a seizure occurrence. In addition, homeopathic ingredients such as cuprum metallicum or 3-OC and cicuta varosa 3-OC can help to control seizures as well as relieve symptoms of drowsiness, vomiting, and breathing difficulties. So those are two well-known natural remedies, you know what I'm saying, that you can, you know, try to look into. Now, this is a, you know, a problem out there a lot of people, you know, might have, is addressing somebody that has a seizure, kind of, you know, allow, you know, showing them, you know what I'm saying, that they do have a problem. When a person has a seizure, he or she should be placed on the ground, away from any sharp or dangerous objects that might be lying around. Not try to restrain the person or put anything between their teeth. And like they show on the damn movies, you don't want to do that, people. That inadvertently blocks their breathing pathway. You know what I'm saying? 9 times 10, they'll be throwing up also. So if you put something in their mouth to try to prevent them from biting, you know, their tongue or something, and that's going to block their ability to get the vomit out of the mouth, and then they're going to swallow the vomit so they can kill them. After the seizure is ended, roll the person onto his or her side. This is called the recovery position. First aid for a seizure generally depends on the type of seizure that occurs. And if a seizure lasts longer than 5 minutes, call for medical assistance immediately. They have some natural remedies. One of them is called Epiphil, which supports nervous system and brain stability, harmony, and health. We'll go into it a little bit. The Epiphil supports nervous system and harmony by promoting complete nervous system health. It helps maintain neuron health and neural connections, encourages brain stability and harmony, supports normal levels of electrical brain activity, promotes normal brain functioning, and is easy to take formula and a concentrated tincture. It runs at $29.95 a piece, or you can buy two and get one free at $59.90, and that is at nativeremedies.com. Epiphil is 100% natural, safe, and proven compound remedy containing a combination of selected herbal ingredients, helping to maintain normal neural and electrical activity in the brain. Epiphil contains natural ingredients chosen for their beneficial effects on the brain, and the formula remains true to the whole spectrum method of herbal extraction, ensuring the bioavailability and balance of all the active ingredients contained in the remedy. This method of manufacturing also significantly reduces the likelihood of side effects and maintains all active ingredients in perfect balance, exactly as nature intended. That is wild. Notice a lot of good information, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good information you might not have known, you might have known. That's what we do here on My Health, Your Health Mondays, each and every Monday. You know, we bring you something new and interesting health wise to you. Talk about the brain a little bit. The human brain is an amazingly complex organ. It controls all aspects of the human experience, from our thoughts, emotions, sensations, to our movements. Our body receives, analyzes, and stores information, but also allows us to think, move, see, hear, feel, taste, and smell. This is all achieved through a complex process involving electrical signals and chemical transmitters. Although it only accounts for about 2% of the body's weight, the brain receives around 20% of the body's blood, nutrients, and oxygen supply. Brain cells can only survive without oxygen for about 3 to 5 minutes before they begin to die off. This is a great indication of just how vital impression this organ is and how important it is to keep the delicate balance of the brain constant. The brain and nervous system do not exist in isolation, but are part of a complex group of systems that make up the human body. For this reason, it makes sense to maintain a holistic approach to health. After all, it is the body that keeps the brain supplied with oxygen and nutrients, and by looking after our overall health and fitness, we can help to optimize the health and wellness of the brain and your nervous system. A healthy diet, preferably containing mostly organic ingredients, is a good place to start, as is the maintenance of a regular fitness program geared to your body's needs. Pacing yourself and making time to unwind and practice stress management and relaxation techniques can also go a long way to ensuring harmony and balance in the brain and nervous system. Natural remedies have been used for centuries to support the health of the brain and nervous system and provide a safe and effective way of maintaining wellness without the risk of side effects or toxic damage to the body. All right, and that is Epistil. Epistil, E-P-I-S-T-I-L, Epistil. And then you also have Tremor Soothe. Never heard of that one, but yeah. Tremor Soothe is a homeopathic remedy that controls shakes, tremors, twitches, and muscle spasms. Tremor Soothe controls shaking and spasms, reduces twitches and tremors, calms the entire nervous system, and improves the stability of muscular function. Related products are Pure Calm, which is an herbal remedy used to facilitate an ongoing calmed mood and soothe nerves. This retails for $37.95, and you can buy two and get one free at $75.90 on www.nativeremedies.com. They also have easy shipping. Let's see here. Let's get a little bit more info for you. Get into a little music, people. When a muscle becomes rigid and contracts, it's known as an involuntary spasm. Spasms occur when the fibers within the muscle contract, tighten, and restrict blood circulation. This can be a result of a message from the brain as a result of sitting in a particular position or straining the muscle. Spasms usually affect the neck, shoulder, back, or legs, and muscles cannot relax on their own or release with movement. I've had all kinds of spasms. I had eye spasms, you know what I'm saying? We stare at something too long, and then you see your eyes, you feel your eyes starting to jump and shit. Yeah, I've had eye spasms, back spasms, neck, every kind of fucking spasm. Emotional, psychological, and physical causes can also set off a series of reactions in the body that affect the nervous system. A tremor or shake is an unintentional and rhythmic muscle movement involving to and fro movements or oscillations of one or more parts of the body. It is the most common of all involuntary movements and can affect the hands, arms, head, face, vocal cords, trunk, and legs. The natural way, which is always the best way, people. Good posture and adequate stretching before and after physical exercises warms muscles and can prevent sporadic contractions or spasms. And this is what I always tell people before we go work out. Never jump onto a track and just start running. Do a little bit of stretching, and then, of course, yeah, you take a small run to loosen your muscles, okay? And that's called a warm-up. And then you stretch again, and then you actually get into your workout. And then that will ensure that you won't have muscle spasms even while you're working out. Because you can get a muscle spasm while you're working out, and your fucking arm starts to shake and shit, and that's a scary feeling. Dressing properly for the weather and partaking in calming techniques such as yoga, massage, and acupuncture on a regular basis can all support good muscle function and muscular skeletal health. Eating a healthy diet rich in essential vitamins and minerals can also provide the brain and nervous system with cellular enrichment, keeping muscles and nerves at optimum function. With this here, Tremor Soothe is a safe, non-addictive, natural herbal remedy containing 100 homeopathic ingredients especially selected to control shakes, tremors, twitches, and muscle spasms. Tremor Soothe should be taken at the first sign of symptoms to improve muscular, skeletal, and nervous system health. And it is taken internally and works to support the neurological messages sent to various parts of the body, including the hands, feet, arms, legs, torso, and face. Presented in small, dissolvable tablets, Tremor Soothe is easy to ingest and hassle-free with no artificial colors or preservatives. And you do want to stay away from shit that has been preserved or has any kind of preservative in it. All native remedies, homeopathic ingredients, and biochemic tissue salts are manufactured. Blah, 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 blah. Who has Tremor Soothe helped others? Oh, how? Excuse me. This is coming from a chick in Barb, Massachusetts. This is an actual,
Timmy!
Little commentary. Okay. And it says, I've been a victim of side effects for the past 18 months and have suffered for 18 months. I've used Tremor Soothe for just a few days and already noticed a difference as the tremors are less frequent. I'm sure that with continued use, I will be on the road to recover and tremor free. Thank you, Native Remedies, for saving my life. This comes from Sybil, New York. I take your triple complex nerve tonic tissue salts regularly, but occasionally I get the shakes. I have been taking Tremor Soothe as my tremors occur, and it's been fantastic. Thanks so much for an effective, safe alternative. You also have Peter from wherever the hell, USA. I'm a professor of literature and give lectures frequently. I need a steady hand when writing on the chalkboard, but have recently found it difficult to do this. My wife, who is my assistant researcher, found Tremor Soothe online. After chatting to my doctor, I have been taking it along with the nerve tonic for 2 weeks, and already there is a remarkable difference. Much thanks. And last but not least, I ordered this product for my grandson, who was a special needs child who had uncontrollable leg shaking. I tried Tremor Soothe on him, and it stopped. I have only had to give him an initial dose a few times. This is one product that works as they advertise it, too. I am reordering today and will continue to do so as long as it keeps working. Wonder what's in it. Well, it has stramonium, which is suited to those who desire light and prefer not to be alone. Wait a minute. Therapeutic in equal parts. Magpost, D6 beneficial tissue salt for nervous system, and a deficiency of it can result in cramps and spasms. It is fast acting to quickly relieve muscular twitches, hiccups, cramps, and sharp twinges of pain. Symptoms are usually worse from cold and touch and improve with heat and pressure such as massage. You also have Acaricus, Muscarius, Tarantula, and Lactose. Once you heard of Tarantula?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Hello.
The phone is touchy. Honey. I'm sorry.
The who?
My phone is touchy. Can you hear it pushing the buttons?
Oh. My.
My gosh.
You said it's touchy.
So let me ask you a question. Did you say that you know someone that has seizures?
Yeah.
Did you just experience one recently? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that was Tuesday. My
missed
own
that.
Girl. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, after they left the club, my homeboy and his girl, they left the club, got to the house, and she ended up having the seizures at the house. He had to drive her to the hospital. And when they got to the hospital, you know, the next day they did the MRI and found out, you know, she had bleeding on the brain.
Oh,
and then,
my.
So then they end up, doing surgery and stuff. But the only thing that pissed me off,
oh,
you know,
my
last
God.
Night, last night, she's in the goddamn club.
You know, is she crazy?
She in the fucking club. You know, I'm like, who the fuck you think you is? Tupac or some fucking body? You know what I'm saying? And she's signing stuff out of the fucking hospital. And she in the hospital.
God.
I mean, she in the club, you know, wanting to smoke weed. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And the doctor tell her, you know, you need to stop smoking cigarettes completely. And you need to start smoking weed for at least 2 months. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, because you can't take any pressure on your brain.
That's
you know what
that.
I'm saying? That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Well, a person can only save themselves when it's like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, my homeboy, he tried to do what he can do. And, you know, he was trying to tell everybody, no, don't sell him no weed. I didn't sell him no blunt. And, you know, everybody trying to look out for it. But, you know, a person can only look out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? You can only look out for a person so far. And, But back in the military, when I was in the military, and I was over in Germany, a friend of mine had a seizure while he was driving. And this is why he was... on the way back to the barracks, I mean, just leaving the barracks, and the man had the seizure, passed out, and ended up hitting like 7-8 cars all the way down the street as he bumped into them side to side. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then he ended up crashing up into a pole, you know, and
oh my God.
You know, going up into a pole. He didn't crash into it, but, you know, that's what actually made him stop with the pole. And, he survived it.
Oh, he
did? He got medically discharged. He stayed up in Jacksonville, and we still compensate. But that was a scary moment, man. That was some...
No doubt.
You know, that was some real crazy shit. Now, shout out to Goofy Bone up in the chat room. And we're going to get into one of these for Mrs. Tina Marie, man. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P., you know, to Miss Tina Marie. And we're going to go ahead and play a little jam right here, man. And in memory of, this is Tina Marie, people. Bye,
sorry,
right there. Oh, yeah.
Sunlight creeping in the
Anna Marie. And play this runner's back and give y'all a little.
Yeah, that's sad. I didn't quite hear how she passed, but yeah, I heard she passed.
Yeah. There's a little info behind the woman. Long before Eminem and other white artists found success using African-American-dominated musical styles, there was Tina Marie, one of the true creative originals of the 1980s. A series of hit albums recorded for the Motown label beginning in 1979 made her the most successful white artist ever to record for that long-time institution of black American music. After a long period during which she was absent from radio airwaves, but never from the hearts of concertgoers and fans, she reappeared in the ranks of top urban contemporary musicians in 2004. Tina Marie was born Mary Christine Brockert in Santa Monica, California, on March 5, 1956. Tina Marie was a childhood nickname formed by reversing and altering her two given names, and she used it professionally from the start. Her musical talent first showed itself at age two when she started singing the Banana Boat song in the inappropriate surroundings of her parents' church. Her parent, a carpenter and a child care worker, loved classical music and the virtuoso black vocal styles of Sarah Vaughan, Aretha Franklin, and Lena Horne, and they encouraged their daughters' vocal gift. Tina and her five siblings grew up in Venice, California, a melting pot of musical influences in the 1960s that offered Latin sound, the proto-funk of Sly and the Family Stone, rock, mountain pop, and more. I dirted it all and made it all into my own little style, she told the Buffalo News. And as an eight-year-old, she made an appearance at Los Angeles restaurant in front of a 36-piece court orchestra, and soon she was singing on the soundtracks of television commercials. At age 10, she sang Ava Maria at the wedding of the son of comedian Jerry Lewis, and she took a turn at comedy herself with an appearance on the television series The Beverly Hillbillies. Bowed over when she heard the classic soul vocals of Al Green when she was in the 10th grade, Tina Marie became more and more interested in African-American music and culture. In multicultural Los Angeles, this didn't raise as many eyebrows as it might have elsewhere, but some insults still came her way from white classmates. She enrolled at Santa Monica City College, studying English and writing poetry on the side, and a door into the musical world opened when she auditioned for a television show called Orphan's Children that was produced by Motown's television arm. The show was never greenlighted, but Tina Marie was signed to Motown's Gordy Records imprint. At first, Motown didn't know quite what to do with its 4-foot, 11-inch new artist who didn't seem to fit any of the patterns laid down by other successful artists on the label. Her career languished for some months, but one day, singer and producer Rick James, one of the label's biggest stars, happened to hear her singing and playing the piano in a rehearsal studio. I expected to see a writer-producer, James told People, and instead I found this short, tiny, white body sitting at the piano, singing like the gods had come into her spirit. What the man?
Zero. I know her and Rick are whooping it up right now.
Oh. No, I ain't damn phones. James took charge of Tina Marie's career producing her debut album, Wild and Peaceful, in 1979. Like some albums by black performers marketed to white audiences in the 1960s, the LP's cover lacked a picture of the artist showing a seascape instead. Wild and Peaceful mixed Rick James' style funk with vocally explosive ballad and the straight ahead jazz of Gonna Have My Cake and Eat It Too. The album did well, and Tina Marie's duet with James, I'm a Sucker for Your Love, climbed into the R&B top 10. Radio programmers assumed that Tina Marie was black, an impression the singer neither encouraged nor dispelled. It should make no difference, I don't see color, she told People. Second album. Biggest success with the 1981 LP, It Must Be Magic. It sold over 500,000 copies, and a single, Square Biz, rose into the R&B top five. You can read a whole lot more information, you know what I'm saying, about Miss Tina Marie. You go to answers.com and type in Tina Marie. And, yeah. So RP to both of them. Rick James, you know what I'm saying? One of the baddest motherfuckers alive. I'm Rick James, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And Miss Tina Marie, you know? RIP to both of y'all, man. And with that being said, here you go.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing, you know. I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to where we met, the way I used to be, and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy there. Remember when you used to... I laid eyes on you. It was pain.
That was my claim to fame. With every measure, chased it, your teardrop stained. Yeah, you were cold as ice. Ooh. Long ago.
You know, we had a top of the hour, people. We had a top of the hour. Well, we get into the nutty news. We bring you nutty news from around the world, and I mean the world. Let me get in and see if we can play some square biz. Oh, yeah, she's going to be a little too loud. A little too loud. I was going to play it. We jam that next, though. We're going to jam that in a second.
My battery's going dead. I'm out and about.
Oh. Where your cell phone charge at?
It's at home.
Hey, baby.
Right.
I got a new phone.
You got it? Oh, you got the who?
My daughter got me a new phone, you remember?
Yeah. I'm saying you
so
got
I don't have a phone.
Phone
I don't have a car charger. I'm out and about.
You got to have that.
What was that?
I said, you got to have that.
I know. I'll have to go get one.
But Nothing News Today is brought to you part by NothingNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. We started this thing off in Illinois. Well, $450,000 in drugs is found on a man passed out in a taxi. How the hell do you get $450,000 worth of drugs on you? I don't know. A frustrated cab driver unwittingly delivered a man carrying a bag that was allegedly filled with nearly a $500,000 in drugs to officers at the Rogers Park District Police Station. The driver said he picked up a fare in the Lincoln Park neighborhood and took the man to an address in Rogers Park. The passenger, later identified by police as Joseph Andrew Hoffman, 25, chatted on his phone for about half the trip, but was unconscious by the time they arrived at the destination. Hey, I don't understand. Why would you take a person to the police station? Because he's drunk. Anyways, over here in Iowa, a drunken driver reports himself to police. Right. Iowa City police say a 25-year-old man called 911 to report a drunken driver. Himself. Yeah. Francisco Castro called the emergency number. Officers found Castro sitting in the driver's seat of a running vehicle. Police say Castro told officers that he called 911 because he thought he was too drunk to drive. A follow-up test showed his blood alcohol level was nearly three times the legal limit. That's admirable, you know. He didn't get caught driving, so you know, he did at least sit there. So I was going to give him an award, but sit there and you chill now. It's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
sounds soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
People, I got all new everything coming up for the third season right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. Make sure y'all tune in and get prepared for that. That's coming up this February. And, it's going down. Over here in Brazil, woman being prepared for burial comes back to life. Right. Maria das Dores was a few hours from being buried alive when an official noticed she was still breathing. The 88-year-old was rushed back to the same hospital who had earlier declared her dead. Officials in Brazil have now launched an investigation into how medical chiefs failed to realize the woman was alive and not dead when they sent her body for burial. I'm going to tell you how, because they...
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Biatches, you know what I'm saying? Man. Thought you was dead, and they buried you right back up. Over in Texas, rancher gets prize dog back for $10,000. A Texas rancher is still missing his pickup and trailer, but considers it well worth paying a $10,000 reward to have his dog back. Chris Cooley's truck disappeared from a parking lot along with six cattle gates, financial papers, and his golden retriever, Jim Bowie, when Nathan Ramos of San Antonio called him and said he found Jim Bowie while walking his own dog. Cooley handed over the $10,000 he had posted for a reward.
Damn.
$10,000 for having a dog. In California, man makes a living suing email spammers. I'd be down for that. I need to get in contact with him now. Daniel Balsam hates spam. Most everybody does, of course. But he has acted on his hate as few have, going far beyond simply hitting the delete button. He sues them. He launched a website called danhatespam.com, quit a career in marketing to go to law school, and is making a decent living suing companies who flood his email inboxes with offers of cheap drugs, free sex, and unbelievable vacations.
Damn.
Check that out. Danhatespam.com. Might be able to jump on the bandwagon, people. Get in while the getting is good. Yeah. Welcome to Dan Hates Spam. Dan is dedicated to cleaning up the internet. The endless pitches to find and refinance my mortgage, which I don't have, or get a university degree, which I already have had three, or buy counterfeit software or enlarge certain body parts, not to mention the porn, are offensive and in many states, like California, illegal. Why does spam exist? It sure wasn't the intent of the people who designed the internet and email. With origins in academia and defense, the internet was set up so that there was no variable per email cost to the sender to send a message. The unfortunate result is that spammers, the scum of the internet, can blast millions of untargeted offensive emails for their own financial gain, and you, the recipient, end up paying for the spam. And by the way, spam now comprises 90% of all email. Smarter people than I have created some decent technological solutions to the spam problem. Click the Why Spam Sucks button for more on this. I choose to attack the problem from the legal side. And why? Because judgments or pretrial settlements hit spammers or the marketers who choose to use spammers directly in their pocketbook. My objective in getting into this was and still is to increase the spammers' cost of doing business. Maybe then the spammers won't falsify headers, and maybe they'll think twice before spamming, even after a recipient unsubscribes, and maybe the legitimate and quasi-legitimate marketers will think twice before purchasing lists of allegedly opt-in email addresses. If lots of people start suing the spammers and the principals that benefit from spamming, maybe it'll make a better experience. Wow, I'm down for that. To be able to sue motherfuckers who's sending this bullshit to my email box, I would be all for that. So,
what'd you say? You can sue the spammers?
Huh?
What did it say? You can sue the spammers?
Yeah, let's see. I've been storing and tracking spam since spring of 2002. I have dozens of small claims judgments against spammers and several judgments in Superior and Federal Court, too, plus a number of settlements or resolutions for which I can't share details, and with my attorneys, more cases that are in various stages of development. Unfortunately, our federal government passed the Can Spam Act of 2003, which is not particularly good from a consumer perspective. The idea of stopping spam is, of course, great, but there are a lot of problems with it, and the worst part is that it attempts to preempt the state laws, some of which, like California, Virginia, Washington, and others, have actually made an impact. But there is an exception to preemption. Can spam does not preempt anti-spam state laws that prohibit falsity and deception, which California does. And it's Business and Professions Code 17529.5. You can also click the button for more detail on this, and so I continue to file lawsuits. You can forward spam to the Federal Trade Commission at spam@uce.gov to help them build their database of bad actors. If you have an idea who the spammer or spamvertiser is, you can really have fun by filling out a complaint form at www.ftccomplaintassistant.gov/FTC_wizard. This information, minus your specific identity, becomes public record that anyone can access who sends a Freedom of Information Act request to the FTC.
Yeah.
Well, my dog got a big ass big ass no spam policy. His policy, one of his shall be subject to a $25,000 fee for reading and responding appropriately. Concealing your identity increases the fee by $10,000 to compensate for effort to track down the sender. Validation subjects you to liquidated damages of $10,000 or 10 times the amount of money you made selling the address, whichever is greater. Damn, my dog got his shit laid out, though. Shout out to Dan Balcom. And he has 42 wins in county.
Wow.
So far, I have 42 judgments against spammers in court, a few settlements for which I can name the spammers, and many settlements for which I can't share details, and many more cases in various stages of development. Damn, 2010, SMS, incarceration, DBA, fanbox.com. Okay, also known as fanbox.com. Is at the top. SMS tricks consumers into divulging their email account passwords based on false claims that their friends recommended video clips and sent photos via fanbox.com. Misleading from names and subject lines, SMS challenge venue and lost. Judgment for Dan, October 2010, against AdultFriendFinder.com. He won in August 2010. Various Inc. just can't stop advertising and spam sent to me, even though it is actual knowledge of my email addresses, and I've already won a few lawsuits against it. And then, since I've received another spam after filing lawsuit number 5, there will be lawsuit number 6, too. From the Tomato Farm Marketing LLC, deceptive from name, misrepresenting the source of the spam. He won. Judgment entered June 2010. Also June, the De Niro Marketing Limited Liability Corporation, which is fourth lawsuit against this porno hookup for random sex spammer. And, I mean, he's had them all the way since 2009, people. He's listed all these people. And he showed you a check that he's actually received. Wow. That is crazy. Stamps.com. Man. Well, kudos to you, homie. You know what I'm saying? Fucking let them spam you. All right, over here in New Jersey, 30,000-calorie meal is eaten by the world's fattest woman and most probably dumbest chick on the fucking planet, but all right. A New Jersey woman who hopes to become the fattest woman in the world got 30,000 calories closer to her 1,000-pound goal with a festive feast. Donna Simpson chowed down on a Christmas dinner, and she ate for 2 straight hours. She tucked into 2 25-pound turkeys, 2 maple glazed hams, 15 pounds of potatoes, 5 loaves of bread, 5 pounds of herb stuffing, 4 pints of gravy, 4 pints of cranberry dressing, and an astonishing 20 pounds of vegetables, and a salad made of marshmallow cream cheese, whipped cream, and cookies. And when she dies, I'm pretty sure that the person that fed all of that shit won't be up for murder, but you should be. Because that is fucking despicable for you to allow somebody to, you know, just really screw themselves over like that. That is, ew. That is nasty, people. But anyways, in New York, a hospital horror. Woman is trapped by elevator. Hospital visitor ended up in a critical condition after being trapped by an elevator and having to be cut out of it. The woman was at Brooklyn's Sunny Sunai Downstate Hospital. She was trying to get on an 8th floor elevator when something went wrong and her legs were trapped. between the elevator and the floor. The woman was reportedly drifting in and out of consciousness and was bleeding profusely as she lay trapped with her legs crushed.
God damn.
How in the hell do you... Oh, all right. In Ohio, shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Husband delivers baby on highway shoulder. Congratulations. An Ohio woman gave birth on the shoulder of a highway with her husband serving as obstetrician. Janice Davis gave birth to the couple's third child and first daughter on Interstate 75. The couple were about halfway to Christ Hospital in Cincinnati when she realized she and her husband had run out of time. Her husband pulled over, called 911, and then helped his wife deliver baby Julianne. Well, dang, that's what I'm talking about. And for that, you get a goddamn award, homie. You know what I'm saying? DamnHateSpam.com, get you enough promo. Moving on to Wisconsin, no one knows where Towns' time capsule is located. Oh, man, that was crazy, man. Officials in the Wisconsin village of Kimberly want to commemorate the community's 100th anniversary by digging up a time capsule that was buried 25 years ago. There's just one problem. No one knows where it is. Yeah, the time capsule held coins, news clippings, and a bottle of New Coke in a 2-foot-long piece of white PVC pipe. It was buried near the municipal building in 1985. And, of course, this motherfucker, they got modern technology to do a scan of the ground and find the goddamn thing. Crazy motherfucker. In Canada, ambulances get speeding tickets. Yeah. Edmonton's paramedics have been told to slow down and are getting tickets for speeding. A memo sent by Alberta Health Services to emergency medical services workers directed drivers to respond within the posted speed limits, even when responding with lights and sirens. It just doesn't make a lot of sense, said Elizabeth Ballerman, president of the Health Sciences Association of Alberta, which represents EMS workers. Edmonton paramedics are also getting ticketed for going through red lights. Edmonton.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Right. I tell you, people, some things are too nutty for the news. In New York, Spider-Man is walking again after spine surgery. Stunt actor who fell 30 feet while playing Spider-Man on Broadway is walking again. And his father said that he can't wait to return to the role despite injuries that have confined him to the intensive care unit. Christopher Tierney walked for the first time since his fall during his performance of Spider-Man Turned Off the Dark and was spending Christmas with his mother and brother in the hospital while recovering from back surgery. Damn, they're 30 feet. Still in Canada, a drunken snowmobiler taunts police. Hell no, I'm drunk. Now they say a man was so drunk he thought it would be a good idea to taunt police by spinning his snowmobile around a parking lot while swearing at officers. The man finally fell off his snowmobile right in front of officers in the midst of his antics. Police arrested a 35-year-old man from the rural municipality of St. Andrews and impounded a 2011 Polaris snowmobile. And, of course, yeah.
God damn. to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Drunk and snowmobiles don't mix, people. Don't mix, all right? Don't mix. Over in Colorado, a man is burned while cleaning a lit fireplace. And I think I already read this because it seems like old news. And you're telling me there's nothing newer than that news. Wow. Okay. Well, people, then that'll do it. Fuck it. That's it for the nutty news of the day. I guess we're not that nutty, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. And shouts out to Easy Rider. Don't forget, people, right now, after this commercial, I'm going to fill you in on what you can do to make your holiday a little bit brighter.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com right now.
And when you go on that site, people, look to your far right, and you'll see a little box that says promo code. When you put the promo code in, you get a free little incentive perks, and up until the 31st, you got until the 31st, you got to hurry up, get in, a couple more days left. December 31st, you can put in the promo code SMELLY, S-M-E-L-L-Y, and get you 20 free bids, people. You know, if you know, bid on some small stuff. Don't be trying to ball all out and, you know, waste your stuff on trying to get an iPad to first go out, you know. Play around with it, you know what I'm saying? Just bid on some stuff that, you know, you might, you know, not even care about. But, you know, winning is winning, people. You know what I'm saying? Winning is winning.
Yes, for DJ Smell So Good, regular game entertainment. Meeting everybody out there to text 38909. That's Wild 94.1. And request Mr. John News. New hit single, I'm Max Bitch. Representative, people.
Don't forget to check out Regular Game Radio. Now over 25,000 listeners. Live, blogtalkradio.com/WDTE Radio. Live on air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host Captain Smell So Good, international co-host. All the way from the Netherlands, holding it down worldwide. Make sure you call 347-237-5125 to hear the show live on your telephone or your cell phone. Yeah.
Entertainment at it again. LeBou and K-Wack. We top nine.
Top nine. Top nine.
Top nine. Okay.
you wanna fight. Put up your dudes, little mama, break you off, pop a light. But you don't want that, so don't cross me wrong. No, you don't want that. I'ma make you in your song, I'ma make you go home, I'ma make you get strong. Upgrade, don't swear to keep your man.
Trying to like I'm fine. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine.
talking all this shit, then trying to be my friend. It's a one-night stand, as they so-called say. Three men in a hotel room rapping, now that's gay. Where the hoes at, motherfuckers? Still sipping on your little cup, being a chump sucker. J. Wills, nigga, keep trying. I'm glad you got some gold, but nigga, you ain't lying.
That's right. Let's go. Listen.
A one-night stand means you got a hoe. Your one-night stand shows you got no hoes. Nigga, quit trying. Nigga, stop lying. Nigga, quit putting Milwaukee down with your fake-ass rhyming. The only hoes I see is J. Will and Ghetto.
Yeah. Come on.
Gon' do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
One.
Gon' do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gon' do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn. From city to city, from state to state, I fuck every hoe throughout the interstate. So how you gonna tell me about a one-night stand when you don't got hoes in your video, man? Bruce Guy thought your niggas was something. When the beef all started, found your niggas was nothing. I got more money in my fucking pocket than you'll have in your life. Can't you tell by my wallet? It's Louis Vuitton, I'm a baller, you see. When they compare us together, they know you broke to me. So J. Wills, keep trying.
Keep trying.
And Wayne Ghetto, stop lying.
Stop.
And Petey Green, you little chump. Go fuck
one
a big fucking
night.
Girl with a bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
Go
do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn. But you got no tours, quit lying, my friend. But you got no tours, quit lying, my friend. How the hell you gonna rep a gold chain when you don't got couches in your house, man? Always trying to diss me when you should look in the mirror and see what we see. Broke niggas on a come up with Goodwill clothes, still talking like chumps. Always trying to make some noise when your one night stand is you fucking your boys. Keep making your YouTube videos while I'm fucking hoes.
Hey.
One night stand, bro.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
Gonna
do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn.
Yeah.
lot of dudes love me. No, I'm not ugly, I make you adore me. Yeah, I'm a lioness, wow, you can feel my rage all in my lyrics. I'm so damn exquisite, yes, I'm exotic, yeah, look at my body. I'm outrageous, so damn contagious. The name is shining, please let me introduce you. I run with the strike boy, yes, I'm a strike girl. You off top, yeah, yeah, I've been a hot. I reported for the first time, 99. I had a few problems, now I'm back to get mine. Yes, you didn't need a hot track, and I bet I'll rip that. If I get done with that, she's gonna say, damn, she did that. I'm no joke, I got power like that crystal gold. Coming me and Carl Steve from the Vietnamese. And I'm puffing on that fat looking Chinese. Okay, say what you want about y'all, about y'all. I knew what you damn was solid.
Misunderstood.
Yeah, I really real big, man. Misunderstood. Even more right now, Mr. Eric Morgan. On the Verbal Ink Midday Show. That's what time it is. Hey, so Miss Avalanche, what you doing for the New Year's? How you bringing that in?
Just kind of relax and enjoy the evening. That's it.
No fireworks? Y'all don't do the big fireworks show and all that kind of crap?
No, they do have fireworks that go off of the Space Needle. We can watch those on TV, but it's too cold and too wet to go out there.
Celebrating at the new year,
like I used to.
To
go party and dance, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. More than likely, I'm going to open up working.
Nice quiet evening at home,
sounds good. Yeah. Start the new year right, working, you know. When I'm about that grind, people, about that grind. But one good way you can open up the new year, people, is you can go to bid66.com. It's 10 free bids, and if you put in the promo code before December 31st, 2010, you get 20 free bids, courtesy of Record of Game Radio and DJ Smell So Good. So make sure you go and check it out. Get the 30 bids to start you out, and yeah, getting it in right now.
Yeah.
Also, if you put in, you can get a special prize. You know what I'm saying? If you go to bid66.com and put in asshole, just type it in asshole and see what pops up in the promo code. If it's a middle finger that pops up, that's probably because you're an asshole. Get the fuck off the site, asshole. Oh, sorry. Probably somebody's stupid enough to be out. They're gonna go and put asshole in the promo code too. You make sure you send me that name. Give them a special shout out on the show. You know what I'm saying? I typed in asshole and nothing showed up. I didn't get a middle finger or anything. Asshole. And once again, RIP to Tina Marie out there. You know what I'm saying? I did say I was going to play the jam, so I'm going to play one of the jams that really put her on the map. I mean, this cut right here was played back in the days, and when I put it on right now, you know what I'm saying? And any party, I put some Tina Marie on, people are instantly jamming, you know what I'm saying?
No.
And, this is one of the songs.
It's a heart attack is what I'm hearing.
Oh, and that's what caused her to have the seizure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Heart attack. And, well, let's get the official.
But I don't know the official.
Yeah, let's see. CNN had the official on it. Hold on. Where is that? CNN. The trusted name and news, CNN.com. Man, she was still looking good at goddamn 54, man. Still singing and shit. Great. Let's see. Found dead by a daughter after apparently dying in her sleep. Tina was a black voice trapped in a white body. Said Kathy Hughes, founder of Radio 1, broadcasting company that targets African-American urban listeners. I would always tell her that she was one of the greatest vocalists of our time. Yeah, that's true.
It is a cold of mourning tonight. R&B singer Tina was born in her sleep last night at the age of 54. Her career included multiple Grammy nominations and spanned decades. Her reason books to play Atlanta's Fox Theater.
Yeah, she suffered a grand mal seizure.
You know, it's his memory.
And,
what kind of legacy is Tina
marked by the loss of consciousness and violent muscle contractions.
Oh, okay. Someone was telling me she had a massive heart attack, but I guess they were wrong.
The ambulance took her to the hospital, and on the way she had another seizure. Well, y'all go to CNN.com and click on that and find more shots and different pictures and all that kind of good stuff of Miss Marie. And that's what's up, man. Yeah, she did a lot for everything, really. She did a lot for when she signed to Cash Money, she signed to Cash Money Records in the 90s. And when she signed to them, man, that shit, that just, took off. She was into everything, rapping, singing, pop, everything. She covered, like, pretty much all genres of music, And so big up to Miss Tina Marie, man. This is Square Biz. This is the full 12-inch remix.
Love
mix. And, we're going to jam on out to this. Here we go. Yay! Matter of fact, first of all, when the first time you ever heard Tina Marie?
Back in the 70s, honey. Her and Rick James.
You ever went to a concert?
Never made it to any of her concerts, no. Nope, but I listened to her a couple times.
You ever seen any live on TV?
Of course, yes. I saw her the last time when she sang with Rick.
Yeah?
Oh, no, she did a tribute to Rick. That's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, last okay, when you passed. Yeah, when you passed.
Yeah, I didn't know she was only 4'11". I didn't know she was a shorty.
Yeah. I mean, damn, you making Prince look tall.
But she seemed taller than that to me on TV.
Yeah, well, everybody in Hollywood looks tall.
I guess so, but it's that big voice she's got, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, too. All right, people, well, here we go.
Why people live on gone, cause you're heavy, I'm feeling mignon, and you can best believe that.